With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump is set to go to Delaware today for the dignified transfer of the two National Guard members murdered in Syria.
As Commander-in-Chief, the President will be at Dover Air Force Base to honor the U.S. service members killed in action. The dignified transfer is one of the most solemn duties undertaken by the Commander-in-Chief. Donald Trump has called it the toughest thing he has to do as President.
As White House correspondent Greg Clugston, the President is preparing a primetime speech for tonight. It will mark a year-end message that the President says will reflect on what he calls a great year for the country. Mr. Trump revealed the 9 p.m. start time online, but offered no preview of the content. Aides say he intends to recap achievements and look ahead to 2026. A New York judge is optimistic a pretrial hearing will end this week in Luigi Mangione's murder case for allegedly killing the UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
Mangione has pleaded not guilty. The 27-year-old was arrested at a McDonald's in Pennsylvania after customers spotted him following a five-day manhunt. Thompson's murder on a Manhattan street was caught on surveillance video with his killer hidden by a mask and hood. Police and prosecutors say it was Mangione.
That is correspondent Julie Walker reporting. Meanwhile, the battle for Warner Brothers is heating up.
Warner Brothers is telling shareholders to reject a takeover bid from Paramount Skydance, saying a rival Netflix offer will be better for customers. Paramount went hostile with its bid last week, asking shareholders to reject the Netflix option favored by the Warner Brothers board. While Paramount's bid is not preferred by the board, shareholders can still decide to tender their shares in favor of Paramount's offer for the entire company, including CNN and Discovery. Rich Thomason reporting.
This is SRN News. A giant Christian charity is receiving some big donations this year.
It's becoming a Christmas tradition. Anonymous donors dropping big money into the Salvation Army kettles of bell ringers across the nation. In Barrie, Vermont, somebody popped a gold coin worth over $4,000 into a kettle outside a shopping center. In Lincoln, Nebraska, a bell ringer outside a Shields store found a gold coin worth $4,200 in his pot. More than $10,000 worth of gold has been dropping in kettles around Chicago so far this season. Michael Harrington reporting.
A group of students and professors at public universities across Alabama are asking an appeals court to halt a state law that bans diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives in the public schools. The state law prohibits schools and universities from using state funds for any programs or curriculum that endorse divisive concepts related to race, religion, and so-called gender identity. This is SRN News. Employees at the Louvre have voted to extend a strike, the world's most visited museum.
The museum reopened partially more than 2 hours late, despite the union action. CGT union representative Christian Galani tells the AP colleagues are protesting chronic understaffing, building deterioration, and recent management initiatives. The decision came during a morning general assembly after workers had adopted the walkout unanimously earlier this week. Tensions have been further sharpened by fallout from the theft of crown jewels during a daylight robbery that exposed serious security lapses at the museum. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Trump is extending his travel ban to even more countries, pushing forward a sweeping expansion of restrictions that now affect nearly 40 countries in all. The new countries on the list: Burkina Faso, Mali, Niger, South Sudan, and Syria. This is SRN News.